encouragement. You would say to them, share with them, I'm sharing with you your what? Your mourning, your affliction, your hurt. I'm sharing that. And then the cup, you take a cup, you pull out of your bag the wine and you pour in the two cups and you hand them stuff. And that is the what? The cup of encouragement. Okay, now, we have to move on. We have to go on now and live. We have to, we're here, we're alive. So I share with you the bread, I share your affliction in your mourning, but I take the cup of encouragement with you. And what I think Christ was doing was saying that to the disciples, I'm sharing with you your hurt and sorrow, but what was he doing? It's my affliction. It's my affliction going to the cross. But I share with you this bread. And then when he took the cup, he was what? Encouraging them. I think that's when he came to the words and said, I've got greater works for you to do. You don't have time to be sitting here mourning my death and feeling sorry for yourself. You've got a job to do now. That is the job of greater works. So here we have the phrase, the bread of affliction, title of the communion bread, referring to the affliction of Jesus Christ on the cross during the judgment of our sins. You shall not eat leavened bread with it. 7 days you shall eat with unleavened bread, the bread of affliction, for you came out of Egypt in haste. Now, why? Why in the church? Now, remember, we're going to this for